Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
David, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Thanks for coming on. How excited are you? I mean, because so far, I wouldn't say they're test runs because you've had racing for the last couple of weeks at Belmont. Everything just seems to have gone off without a hitch. How excited are you for Saturday?
We are. We're real excited. I mean, it's going to be our first big day. It's going to be a lot of coverage on television. And, you know, we're not going to have fans here, but I think we're going to put on one heck of a show.
And now, obviously, without fans, you don't have the betting at the racetrack. How does that... How does Belmont monetize this? The betting on apps and stuff like that, that goes to Belmont? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you're correct. There won't be any cash wagering on track, obviously, but over the last few years, everything's been shifting to mobile and online. ADW, as we call them, it's online betting on horse racing. We have one, Naira Bets, actually. It's one of the bigger ones in New York. And the betting will be strong. I mean, in fact, since we came back, our betting's up year over year. It's just... it's changed where it's coming from. You know, it's all coming from mobile now.
Right. Yeah. And when you have no fans, right? How does that change the handicapping? Can there be a horse that if there is 100,000 people there, might be a favorite, but because there's nobody there, it could change the aspects of the betting? Can it really compromise who wins and loses these races?
No, I don't think so. You mean? Obviously, it's quieter as they're coming down the stretch, but I've never felt that had any impact on the race itself.
Now, one question I have, and I know it comes from the governor, David, why no fans? Because obviously Belmont is gigantic. It holds over 100,000 people. Why wouldn't you be able to, like NASCAR does, allow 10,000 people and socially distance them? Is that something that you guys asked for and it was turned down, or it just felt this is not the time to have fans there?
Yeah, I mean, this is New York, for one. You know, if you go back a couple of months, we're the epicenter of this right. Pandemic. And we're happy to be here racing. We need to keep everyone safe. And the protocols that they've got here in New York State, they've been very methodical. So we completely support what we've done. It would be nice to have fans here, but the risk reward obviously doesn't compute. So, you know, what we're looking at now is, you know, as we get into Saratoga, what does that look like? Can we bring owners on track and start to roll out in that direction?
See, that was my follow up question for you, David. So, okay, I understand the fan aspect. But why not the owners? I don't understand why. I mean, again, Belmont is so big, they could sit 40 feet away from me. Why not the owners? Why aren't they allowed in?
You know, they will be. It's, you know, we've only been open for a couple of weeks. Right. You know, it's just very methodical the way they're doing it, and it's subject to certain phases. You know, could you argue that there's an exception because Belmont's huge? You could, but I'm sure that we're not the only ones trying to do that. And, you know, if you think about it from the state's point of view, trying to organize the restart of an economy, it's no joke. So, you know, we'd love to have people here, and we will have people in Saratoga. I'm pretty confident on that. But, you know, this Belmont's going to be a TV show, and it's going to be a real good one.
If a Triple Crown winner happens under these circumstances, will there be an asterisk? Will there be a compromise historically because the order's different?
I don't know if you'd say there would be an asterisk. Well, there'd be an asterisk, but I don't know about compromised. You know, it's a different challenge. It's spread out further, so these horses will have to, you know, compete over a longer period of time, and some of them might even have an extra race in there if they jump to the Traverse. So it's different. Yeah, there's no way of getting around the asterisk aspect of it, but, you know, you could argue it's harder in some ways.
I'm wondering about this. We're talking with David O'Rourke, the president of NYRA, and the Belmont Stakes is this Saturday. You could watch it on NBC, and we're actually going to carry the race here on 98.7 ESPN as well on the radio side of it. I think I know the answer to this, David, but if you could explain to our listeners So the Belmont, the beauty of the Belmont is the long stretch, a mile and a half, a real test of a champion, the final leg of the Triple Crown. Now it's the first leg, but it's a mile and an eighth. Why? Because the horses haven't been built up?
That's part of it, yeah. I mean, since we're going first, you wouldn't run it at a mile and a half, like as they're entering to these other races, as they point to them, I should say. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty easy decision to shorten it up. You know, if we had them running a mile and a half in June, then they'd be cutting back to go to some of these other races, and it just doesn't work that way in our sport for the most part. And, you know, a mile and an eighth at Belmont is kind of unique in itself. It's one turn. You got two long stretches. So it's going to be a, you know, it's something we haven't done. So it's going to be kind of cool in that sense.
Now, I'm wondering, I was reading, David, that NBC will have their own race caller, and you have the race caller at Belmont. How is that not going to bleed into the NBC broadcast? Because I would assume the race caller at Belmont, the voice carries in the empty stand. So how is that going to be done?
And also, why, if you don't mind, have both?
It's not unique to us, actually. You know, Larry Colmus does NBC. He's done that for years. So when they're running even in Kentucky, Travis is the caller there. So this isn't new. The way they take the feeds, I've never heard it bleed across, but it's actually a good question.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but I also saw that NBC's not going to use as many cameras of their own, but they're going to use your cameras, right?
Yeah, you're right. We've you know, we produce a show every day on Fox Sports, so you know, we beefed up our TV production over the last few years, and you know, just in time for this year, really. And so, in order to keep NBC's footprint to a minimum here, we're going to be providing a lot of basically production in terms of cameras and whatnot.
I'm curious, how are the programs on Fox done ratings-wise?
They're doing really well. You know, I don't have the ratings in front of me, but yeah, they're obviously outperforming anything that we've done before. We're getting more airtime, and we're actually getting more time on FS1 than we've ever had. So, you know, it's been a huge driver for our business, actually.
I'll tell you what, David, I really hope for the best. It's a great event in New York. Obviously, I've been there when the place is 100,000 people, but this is special because we haven't had anything this big in this area, and I wish you only success on Saturday. I'll be watching on TV, and it should be a blast, so good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.